You can't beat Kennedy.
What would you do with it?
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
Good question.
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Pat is from Eastie. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fantastic. So, as I understand it, Pat drives his daughter to Suffolk University every day.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
But here today, you did not drive her. She's not in the car to hear you play. What happened?
Well, I live in East Boston. It's only about a mile and a half, but the company I work for, HealthView, allows me to take some time and drive her to school, which is awesome.
That's nice.
Today, the traffic is so horrendous, I dropped her off at Maverick Station, and today I get through to play Kennedy. I'm sorry, not play Kennedy. Beat Kennedy.
Oh,
whoa.
All right, Pat.
Calling his
word.
Shot.
Get it, Pat.
Pat, left will you field. Get Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, Kennedy. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, Pat. You score yourself $100. What is your daughter's name, Pat?
Nicole.
All right.
Oh, I did it.
Oh. Not yet, you haven't. He's up. Kennedy's now in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that's about to happen. Kennedy with 2,375 wins, only 210 losses.
11.
Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is
a loss
for you. Question number one. The Centers for Disease Control reveals that 49.3% of Americans are currently trying to lose weight. Which celebrity is the spokesperson and also part owner of Weight Watchers?
Oprah Winfrey.
Question number two. Add Pink's name to the list of artists who turned down the NFL's offer to perform at halftime of the Super Bowl. Though Colin Kaepernick's name did not come up during negotiations, who is headlining the halftime of the Super Bowl this year?
Maroon 5.
Question number three. Will and Grace star Eric McCormick recently dressed up as Freddie Mercury before singing We Are the Champions for one of the show's studio audiences. What is Will's job on Will and Grace?
He was a lawyer, and I think he works for Grace now as an interior designer.
Question number four. Vince Vaughn pleaded not guilty to a DUI on Friday morning. He plays Peter LaFleur, the owner of Average Joe's Gym, in which movie?
Dodgeball.
Question number five. Kristen Bell, who's not a fan of Mix 104.1, doesn't like Disney princesses either. She got her start on television with Veronica Mars, but can be currently found on which NBC comedy that also stars Ted Danson?
Oh, my God, I hate that show.
So much so that you don't know the name?
Or? Yeah, I know. Something children or whatever. Yeah.
Mm. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Garbage.
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank y'all.
Pat from Eastie got 4 out of 5.
People bringing their A games today.
He did.
Thank you.
He did.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yep.
Question number one. The Centers for Disease Control reveal that 49.3% of Americans are currently trying to lose weight. Which celebrity is a spokesperson, also part owner of Weight Watchers?
Oprah.
Tied at one. Question number two. Add Pink's name to the list of artists who turned down the NFL's offer to perform at halftime at the Super Bowl. Who is headlining the halftime of the Super Bowl this year?
Maroon 5. Catch it.
Tied at two. Question number three. Will and Grace star Eric McCormick recently dressed up as Freddie Mercury before singing We Are the Champions for one of the show's studio audiences. What is Will's job on the show?
He's a lawyer.
Boom.
Tied at three. Question number four. Vince Vaughn pleaded not guilty to a DUI on Friday morning. He plays Peter LaFleur, the owner of Average Joe's Gym, in which movie?
Dodgeball.
Tied at four. Question number five. Kristen Bell, not a fan of Mix 104.1 or Disney princesses. She got her start on television with Veronica Mars, but can be currently found on which NBC comedy that also stars Ted Danson?
The Good Place.
Wow. You're good.
Woo!
Murder.
Awfully quiet now, Pat.
Pat, you're not so chatty right now, buddy.
Well, I got four.
You got smoked is what you got, Pat.
I think that's awesome, Pat. It's hard to get four. Good for you, buddy.
Kenny being all
I'll meet you at Santarpio's. We'll have a slice.
There you go. I only live about a block away.
Yeah, kid. Yes.
Kennedy, you want to give everybody your address now and he'll just meet you at your place?
Like you don't know where I live. If you've ever looked at my Instagram, you know exactly where I live.
We also have your social, as apparently by all your
email
hacks.
You can't get in the building, but you know where I live.
What's the name of the bar? All right, nice job, Kennedy.
The good place.
Yeah, you get the win. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash, Pat. But listen, I do have a pair of Fandango movie passes. You are going to see A Star Is Born,
woo-hoo,
buddy.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Bring Kleenex.
Pat's all in.
I want to go see this movie with Pat.
Me too.
He and I would just spend the entire 2 hours crying. Pat, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, buddy?
I'm going to try to keep it together.
Okay.
My name is Pat Frangolini. I can't be Kennedy.
I love Pat. Of course, that's his last name. Can Pat come
and I don't have a social security number, so don't ask.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.